The Bills hail from Canada. The group is made up of multi-instrumentalists who also write and compose an eclectic mix of songs featuring tin whistles, mandolin, twin fiddles, bass, guitar, and accordion.
Well, my mama gave birth alone in a tin on the Fraser Delta with a log of sand.
The group just played a benefit for the Gamble Rogers Folk Festival in St. Augustine and headlined the Riverhawk Folk Festival in Brooksville in Central Florida. They also made an appearance at Skipper's Smokehouse in Tampa. They stopped by the Classic 89 and Nature Coast 90 studios on their way to play a little music. Lead vocalist Chris Fry says they started getting music gigs in Florida after the 2002 Folk Alliance conference in Jacksonville.
They had the Folk Alliance in 2002 over there in a sprawling hotel, and so that was actually how we ended up. We've been down here now. This is our fifth trip to Florida, so it's cool.
The group's been around for about 10 years with a variety of players who've come and gone. The current group features Chris Fry on guitar and vocals, Mark Atkinson on mandolin and guitar, Richard Moody on fiddle, Adrian Dolan on fiddle and accordion, and Glenn Manders on bass. Classically trained Dolan recalls when he hooked up with the band.
2000, I joined. So the band had been going for about 4 years already. And I'd seen their name around town a lot and everything, and I jumped on board when they needed a fiddle player, and I brought the accordion along as sort of a second thought. Like the mandolin was for Mark, I just thought, you know, this is a good opportunity to try and figure this thing out, and I had one kicking around, and I've now got three at home, so it's the blend with the fiddle and the accordion is nice, as well as the twin fiddle thing, which we had.
Adrian was 17 when he joined, and already an incredibly accomplished musician, and he had blue hair and an accordion, so how could we turn him away?
Glenn Manders also joined the Bills at a young age.
I joined the band when in 1998, when I was also 17.
When I was 17.
We sweep them up when they're young and impressionable.
We don't know any better.
The quintet draws its musical inspiration from a wide variety of styles, from European to the rhythms of Latin America. They've toured theaters and festivals from Copenhagen to California.
We're trying to figure out a way to keep the touring balanced enough with our home lives. Mark and I are both married, and Glenn's about to get married to an Australian, so that's going to be, you know, quite, I don't know how they're going to balance that. The touring thing takes up about half the year, all told. You know, the trio tours as well, so between the Bills and the trio, we're on the road a lot. Richard plays with a variety of groups still. He's a very in-demand player for recording and touring in Canada. So everybody's got lots of them. Adrian produces albums. Glenn plays with all kinds of people when he's back at home. So yeah, we're trying to keep it sane. You know, the touring thing is not a normal way to live. It's not a very human way to live, really, except when I get to go body surfing in November in St. Augustine.
Folks have told me lately that I've no ambition, I'm lazy. Folks have dogged me lately, pay my indolence, will enslave me. But I can see no need to rush on. I'm moving to the thrush's sweet song. Of worrying ways I'm unaware, I've got nowhere to be and all day to get there.
Originally named the Bill Hilly Band, it soon became the Bills, for obvious reasons.
Believe me, we were introduced, you know, at live concerts, on radio, misprints in the newspaper. I mean, you name it, it was sort of an endless barrage of...
People often say, oh, why'd you change your name? I love the Silly Billies.
Even venues, you know, we were going to play there, the Bill Shilly Band.
Yeah, Bill Hillies was the biggest one. We saw that a lot, the Bill Hillies. So they sort of, people assumed they got the play on words, and so... But just to us, it was, if it wasn't the Bill Hilly Band, it just wasn't the thing. And the Bills is what we've always called ourselves amongst ourselves. That was kind of our nickname, and fans of the band called us the Bills, so
we perhaps the name kind of cornered us a bit more than we wanted to be as well.
The Bills' last two CDs, All Day, Every Day, and Let 'Em Run, received nominations for a Juno Award in Canada. comparable to the Grammy in the U.S.
In the category for folk music for group, they choose 5 nominees out of all, and there's a lot of great music happening in Canada. People are probably aware, but if they haven't, you know, stopped and thought about it, in all different genres, whether it's classical music or jazz or pop music these days, some of the biggest stars in pop music are Canadian, and folk music too. Yeah, so it is an honor to be nominated, and we actually, the last 2 albums, Let 'Em Run was nominated this year, and the All Day Every Day was nominated a couple years ago. So a nomination is almost as good as a win. And music isn't about competition anyway, but so it is. It's good to be nominated. We're hoping for a Grammy nomination now that we've got a release in the U.S. That's what we'll shoot for, the next big thing. But it is nice to get recognized for sure. Yeah, we're proud of that. If anybody wants to find out anything that's going on with the band, they should check out our website, which is www.thebills.ca. CA is for Canada. And that they can see where we're going and where we've been and photographs and info and all that kind of stuff. Hear song samples, so.
I don't know if we might want to do John Vanden.
Let's sing John Vanden, because it's a nice short one, and we'll take it from there and see how we do with our singing. Woo! It's 6 a.m. in Victoria, ladies and gentlemen. No, I'm just kidding. So this is a tune, an a cappella song that we wrote. I composed the words and the basic melody, but then Glenn and Adrian workshopped this song really hard with me, and we came up with the version we're going to sing for you now. And it's a real West Coast Canadian sort of sea shanty. There's a little village called Bamfield, where this guy, Johnny Vanden, lived his whole life. He's 90 years old now, fisherman.
I come from the mud and the wind and the wet, from as far to the west as a man can get. And I worked those waters for all my years, and I caught my share of triumph and tears. And the ocean's the source of my hopes and fears. I kept an eye on the jigger pole, hand on the gaff, and a smiley on the line always brought a laugh. Well, she's a prize of the coast, biggest of the springs. We would carry her home past Edward King.
The Bills performed last night at Skipper's Smokehouse in Tampa. Now they're taking their tour back north to British Columbia. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.
And exult in the blast of the mighty wakes roar. But when you stand humble by the ocean's door, then you'll understand just who I am, Bamfield's Johnny Vanden. Fair weather is a mask that the devil dons, a disguise for the tempest that's coming on. But looking toward the west, I can always tell by the tint of the sky and the strength of the swell. Who's winning today? Is it heaven or hell? And when unseen arms through thundering gales, we risked our souls on the telegraph trail. When the listing wrecks needed us the most, we slept.